नारायण नमस्कृत्यानरं चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततोऽयं मुदीरयेत् नाशितप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भावतु तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 हरे कृष्णा. सो दिस आफ्टरनून द क्लास विल बी ऑन वन ऑफ द principles out of 64 principles that have been set forth for development of community, spiritual community. This was put together by the spiritual master of the leader of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada. The spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. So he put these 64 principles together. And we're going through the principles one after another. So today we are at principle number 5. And principle number 5 is Rupanuga devotees offer all glory to the original source instead of depending on their own strength. So this is the basically what's going to act as the text for today. So, if you don't mind, please repeat after me. Rupanuga devotees,
Rupanuga devotees
offer all glory,
offer all glory
to the original source,
the original source
instead of depending on their own strength.
On their own strength.
It turns out that my spiritual master, His Holiness Bhakti Jeta Swami, took these 64 principles and made comments on it, made a book out of it. So on principle number 5, he has put some comments on which I'm going to read verbatim, and we'll go to the class depending on his guidance of Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of the devotees. So in this book, which is called Reflections of Sacred Teachings, it says here, it is very materialistic when we have people in the devotee community who so eagerly want to get credit for all their activities and who so eagerly want to claim responsibility. Whenever Srila Prabhupada received glorification, he would react in the opposite way, by giving all the credit to his spiritual master, that's Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. He would explain how any successes that he had achieved simply resulted from his loyal adherence to the instructions of his spiritual master. On the other hand, materialistic people and neophytes are so quick to let everyone know that they are the ones. Some people are so much into glorification that they get disturbed when they do not get enough praise. The expression of this ego is called subtle sex, which means that too much desire for distinction, adoration, and self-glorification. Then it leads to gross agitation and sometimes fall down. People who want to claim the benefits of their achievements will later want to claim the enjoyment also. They will feel that they are entitled to stimulation and additional credits because they have accepted responsibility. So this is the comment made by His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami. To this fifth principle, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, Rupanuga devotees offer all glory to the original source instead of depending on their own strength. Om Agina Tibirandasya Jnana Agina Shalakaya Chakshu Amritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Vedanti Swaha Vedantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాన్ని ప్రచారిణి నిర్వేశేషాశ్రయవాణి పాశ్చాత్యాదేశచారిణి జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీద్వైతకదాఖాశుభాశారి గౌరవార్థపిండ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి నమో మహాబల న్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమని గురచే నమః అనందలీల మాయా విగ్రహాయ మాదేవి చక్షుంధరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమాస్పదాయ శ్రీ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే శ్రీ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే శ్రీ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే సో రూపనుగ డివోటీస్ ఆఫర్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ది ఒరిజినల్ సోర్స్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ యువర్ ఓన్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ So who are Rupanuga devotees? Those who follow Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami is a disciple of none other than Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So those who follow Rupa Goswami, they are the ones that are connected to this Sampradaya. So basically it's us. We are Rupanuga devotees. But we are Rupanuga devotees in training. We're not very advanced. The process of devotional service starts by receiving instructions on what to do, what not to do, what to be very much involved in, and also what to avoid. Why? Because a devotee's aim is to develop love for Krishna. And to develop love for Krishna, even what we understand here on this earth as love, when two people are in love with each other, one serves the other. One does things for the other. Because they like to do things. And they will do things for the other without expecting any payback or anything like that. So, just from their hearts, they just give. They give gifts. They do all kinds of service. Naturally, spontaneously, they do like that. So that's what we're supposed to do for Krishna. How many of us are doing that? How many of us are at the point where out of love of Krishna we just do? Well, we are conditioned souls who are envious of Krishna. We are envious of Krishna, therefore, we wanted to be controller. And so Krishna, after warning us that that is not the situation for us, that's not the state, our constitutional position, we still wanted to, this is all in the spiritual world, now we've been put here to try to be Lord of everything that we see, we try to control as much as possible. Some are not able to, but everybody is going to try to control something, try to make life better for themselves. But in the process, we have actually put Krishna on the side. And once we ignore Krishna, we're talking generally now, then all kinds of suffering happen because then we are controlled by material nature. But people don't think that they're being controlled by material nature. That's a whole story in itself. But we're very much controlled by mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. One of our activities, or some of our, well, all of our activities are a combination of these three. Sri Sri Nitai Gora Chandra Ki, Jagannabhadis Bhada Maharaj Ki. So, we don't know, we have forgotten how to give our hearts fully to Krishna. And so, the process that we're in now is a process that we are going through because we want to get help on how to learn and how to love Krishna again. That's the situation we're in now. Now, as we said earlier, when somebody loves another person, they just give out of their hearts to them. So they serve them. And so the process is now, let's begin to serve. And from serving, we develop the habit to be served by instructions. Pitchama says, do this, do this, do this. Live at the human level in this world, because in this Kali Yuga, people are behaving in an animalistic way. Human beings, some behaving in a very animalistic way. They don't care. They don't care. They will do things to make other people suffer, and they don't really care. And so all of this is a situation that keeps us in this prison, in this material world. And so we get taught, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. And if you obey the instructions given by senior devotees, by spiritual master, then we become, or we get to a situation where it has become habit to what we do. Okay. And habit means now we kind of understand what to avoid and what to do, and therefore we keep doing. And Krishna helps us to begin to like doing those things and stay away from those things that we're not supposed to do. And it will give us good reason to stay away from those, so that we're very, very convinced that the things that we need to stay away from, we should stay away from. So there's regulative principles that we stay away from, the principles that we have to abide by to learn how to love Krishna. And so from the habit, we begin to like doing it, and then we begin to love doing it. And when we're doing it and serving Krishna, because we love serving Krishna, then we're developing love for Krishna. Because a lover will do things without expecting anything back from the other person. So this is the situation we're in. Hopefully, we will grow and grow and grow and grow as long as we maintain the company of devotees. Non-devotees will not help us to grow to love Krishna. So we have to be around devotees. So as we say, to associate with devotees. Devotee association is critical to everybody's success in learning how to love Krishna. So Srila Rupa Goswami was taught by none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, his brother, they were both taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu over a period of time at Prayag. And Rupa Goswami, they both wrote, but since we're talking about Rupa Goswami wrote a lot of books that are very, 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 very important. In fact, there was one that we just finished talking about, The Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita. It was written by Rupa Goswami. And so he's giving directions of what to do and what not to do based on the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we know that Krishna is the source of everything. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, in this principle, those of us that are connected to Rupa Goswami, for us, through Srila Prabhupada, connected to him, we offer, or we should offer, all glory to Krishna instead of depending on our own strength. Now, there are quite a few texts in the Bhagavad Gita that support this or help to prove the importance of having to rely on the original source, Krishna, rather than thinking that our own strength, our own abilities, our own intelligence will help us do things. When we think that way, then we're thinking materialistically. And we're not giving Krishna the credit that he should get. Lord Brahma has said, Sava Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Everything that happens in our life, Krishna is behind it. It's set up in such a way that he does not interfere with our free choice, but he's behind everything that happens. As he said in the Bhagavad Gita, not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of Krishna. So, as we read earlier, there are materialistic people, and then there are devotees in the devotee community who are still growing. So they are, when they're growing, it means they're going through purification, so they have some faults that need to be worked on, and part of it is the materialistic way of thinking. And sometimes when they do some service, they want to get credit for their activities. They are so eager to get credit for their activities. But we must be eager to offer that which we have done to Krishna and say Krishna is the one that made it possible for us to do. That should be the mentality. But there are people who do the opposite. Now, in the material world, Krishna has given us a spiritual master as his representative. And so the instructions that we receive for living this life of Bhakti Yoga comes primarily from the spiritual master. And so Srila Prabhupada lived in a great example here. He did a lot of things. He wrote 84 books. 84 books. How long was he here? How many years he was here? How many years? About 12 years? Yes? 12 years. 84 books. 84 divided by 12, that would be 7, right? How many people write 7 books a year? See how much work you can put in. So he was doing a great job of bringing the Krishna conscious activities and understanding to us. And then he charged his disciples, spread this message out by giving out the books, book distribution, which is the basis. So books are the basis. Books are the basis. But see, the Prabhupada's books give the information how to be Krishna conscious. Therefore, the more we spread, distribute the books, the more people get to know about Krishna consciousness, and then those who are ready, you connect with, and then they begin to go on their journey back to Godhead. How long it takes, how many lifetime it takes, still, that is in the hands of the person, how eager they are to grow. But the fact is, they start on their journey. In the journey, some people run, some people walk, some people crawl, so, but they are on the journey. So, one of the things that we're supposed to do, the devotees of Srila Rupa Goswami, we offer all glory to the original source. Now, here's what Srila Prabhupada did. When he received glorification, he had every reason to receive glorification for so many things that he did to help his karma. Sometimes if you get an opportunity, go to YouTube and just punch in the search field, remembering Srila Prabhupada. You're going to get videos of Srila Prabhupada's disciples talking about him. So that is Srila Prabhupada, when he wasn't preaching, Srila Prabhupada, when he was relating to devotees. So you get to see the type of person that he is. And you can learn a whole lot. And you can also learn about how his devotees felt about him. How much love. Many of them will tell you that I didn't even know what love was until I met Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada showed what it is like to be loved. And sometimes it gets to be a little comical too, because there are some of the devotees who know how to imitate. So when they talk about Srila Prabhupada, they imitate his voice and his activities, and so it gets a little dramatic. So there's so much that you can learn from. So there are some, you know, people are different. Talk about directing, some go out, Srila Prabhupada raises a hand, he raises a hand. And they watch his mannerisms. Some of also talk about his mannerisms to teach how to behave in different situations. And many of them said, You can't cheat. You can't lie to Srila Prabhupada. He knows. And so there are some things that happen. But in situations when they admitted that they said something that was not correct, or they deliberately said something that was not true, Srila Prabhupada never said that you're lying to me. He'll just ask you a question that'll make you realize he knows what you're thinking. So I will not name this, but one example. Srila Prabhupada asked one of his disciples to go to the market, this was in India, to get a number of vegetables. And there was one particular vegetable, which was bitter melon. Yeah. It was one of those. And the reason that I mentioned bitter melon was that he got everything except bitter melon. He couldn't get that. So he came to Prabhupada, told Srila Prabhupada, I've gotten all the boga. He was supposed to be given, he was expected to be given directions to do. They would cook basically what Srila Prabhupada was going to ask him to do. You got everything? He said, yes. Disciple said, yes. Srila Prabhupada said, bring him to me. See the point? He knew something was up. He says, bring him to me. Now, this disciple is caught because he knows that if he brings everything, there's no bitter melon. Srila Prabhupada says, where's the bitter melon? He's going to ask. But Srila Prabhupada, rather than say something that would make him get a little frazzled, a little disturbed, he just said, bring them to me. And so the disciple just left. He became one of our gurus, by the way. That's why I don't want to mention his name. Very much attached to the spiritual master, served him wonderfully. But then he was saying, this is again, remember this with Prabhupada's video. So now he knows that the bitter melon has to be part of it, and Srila Prabhupada wants to see. But Srila Prabhupada didn't give him any time. Just bring him. So he goes and then he finds another disciple and begs him, please go get me bitter melon wherever you can find it. So it took him a while, but he was successful with the person he sent. Finally got to do it in Srila Prabhupada. He brought it to Srila Prabhupada. He probably didn't even look at the book. He didn't care what. All right, you do this so and so with it. But the impression was clear in his mind. And while I'm thinking about it, there's another Mataji to have. See, this is my point, then we'll come to this. Another Mataji wanted to give Srila Prabhupada a challenge, sure, right? But he was buying it from this place, I forget the name, it was in India. And she did not want Srila Prabhupada to know that she goes to that place. She gave a reason for it. This has been a while, so. So what she did was the labels on the challenge, she just made sure she took them all off, and then she presented it nice to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, thank you. So you got this charter from the store, the very store that she was trying to keep Srila Prabhupada from knowing. Srila Prabhupada named the store. And what he said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, so the spiritual master is empowered by Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada himself, when he, as he says here, sees glorification, he would react not by claiming credit for it or say, yes, it is correct that you're doing this, whichever way it is. He'd never do that. He would just give credit to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. As a matter of fact, for his disciples, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, coming to him, when they were here in America, we're talking about America, many of them were into drugs, and those they were called the hippie counterculture at that time. Counterculture was going against the status quo in America at the time. They came to him. And he was saying at one time to them that you were given, it was arranged by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada was telling them, my spiritual master arranged for you to come to me. You were asked to come to me. And then they said again, remember in Srila Prabhupada's video, One of them said, but Jim Papa, look at the way we were living. Listen, sad drugs, all those kind of things. We were just down to other people, lechers. So basically we're saying that how do you give us credit for us coming to you? And Jim Papa responded, yes, there were so many people who were hippies doing that. And I was there and I called. When I called, you came. So he was making the point that not all the hippies came, but some of them came. And there were no accidents. So basically he was making the point to them. Now they were not going to feel so, I mean, he just still Shripapad answered them. Giving them credit for the success of his mission because they came to him, they worked with him, he trained them, they listened, and by doing so, they began to grow and understand what it is like to serve Krishna. And of course, by the mercy of the Lord, through the agency of a spiritual master, one can go back to the spiritual world at home. So, Srila Prabhupada says, any success that he achieved was simply from his loyal adherence to the instructions of a spiritual master. When he came, when he came to America, to the shores of America on this boat, when he wrote one thing in the diary, people read it later on, they said, my dear Lord, I don't know why you have brought me to this place. And you must have some reason to bring me here. He's looking at the lifestyle of people here. It's so much materialistic. And so he didn't know what exactly was going to happen. But the only credit he gave himself was he had strong faith. He had strong faith. That's a lesson for us. Our faith in Krishna should be very strong. We also should have full faith in the bona fide spiritual master as a representative of Krishna. So he says he has faith. That is the only credit we give to him. And as a matter of fact, one more question was asked in a different time by Srila Prabhupada. That Srila Prabhupada, disciple was asking, Lord Chaitanya, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, he spread Krishna consciousness all over India. All over India. But all over one country in the whole earth, though. Lord spread Krishna consciousness in India. So why didn't he spread? He said that the holy name will be spread throughout the whole world. But then he was preaching and he was getting people excited. Lord Chaitanya was getting people excited about chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare in India. But then he's predicting that the holy name will be in every town, village in the world. So why did he, Lord Chaitanya, not spread in the whole world when he said this was going to happen? And Srila Prabhupada, now it depends on how you take this, but Srila Prabhupada answered that Lord Chaitanya left that part of spreading Krishna consciousness in the whole world to my humble self to do. And the disciples described the mood with which he made that statement. He became very grave and he dropped his voice. And Srila Prabhupada usually holds his head up high like that. Srila Prabhupada dropped his head and said, Lord Chaitanya left it out to me as an assignment to do. And it started by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj telling him, go spread Krishna consciousness in the West. So he went to the West later in life. And when he played his drum at Tompkins Square Park, and those that were called, they came, even though they were hippies, they came. So, the way activities unfold have to do very much with Krishna's plan. If we want to connect to the spiritual master, we'll in fact do things based on Krishna's plan, because the spiritual master has 100% surrendered to the Lord. So we should never take credit for the things that we do here in service. Sometimes the names would be announced by, you know, devotees give other devotees credit. That happens. But we shouldn't be clamoring for it. You offer all the glories to the original source. So sometimes we hear some devotees say, when they say, oh, this is very nice lecture you gave, person would say, all glories to Guru and Gauranga. The credit goes to them. And it is true, because we pray to the Lord to help us, to use us as a channel, a puppet, for the information that they want to come out. So this is the way we should live our lives, the kind of consciousness that we should have. So in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 47, it says, Karmani ibadi karaste ma paleshu kata chana ma karma pala hetu ma te sango sa karmani. The translation is, and this is Krishna speaking, you have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you're not entitled to the fruits of the action. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty. So we'll talk about prescribed duty. But you are not entitled to the fruits of the action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities. And also, never be attached to not doing your duty. So, a few sentences here. In fact, only a couple of sentences. But so much is packed in here. And Srila Prabhupada describes in PowerPoint that there are three considerations. Prescribed duty, capricious work, and inaction. Now, prescribed duty is the most important. Capricious work means, capricious means whimsical, doing things, you know, without caring much, you know, wild stuff, unstable work, so on. That. And inaction. Inaction is not doing anything. That means inaction is laziness. So, prescribed duties are duties that a person does based on their motive nature. We're talking generally now, not talking this only, you know, service duties. Prescribed duties, job is one of them. You go to do certain things that you're supposed to do in a certain area. Many, many people have, in that sense, prescribed duties. But they are in the modes, depending on what you do. Some people go and they are part of organized crime, so they have prescribed duties, but it's in the mode of ignorance. And then there are people who have certain aims that they want to control certain things, and then they push others to work for them. That person is getting people to do things in a mode of passion. And there are those two who, devotees especially, that they work in service, not expecting anything back. Mode of goodness. As a matter of fact, you can even put it in D, based on what we're doing, mode of transcendence. So, capricious worker says, not working without the sanction of posterity, just doing things wildly. And inaction means not performing one's prescribed duties. So as it relates to the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna was advising Arjuna not to be inactive, because he was saying, I cannot kill my relatives. I'm a Kshatriya, yes, I'm trained, but the people down the other side are those I grew up with, and they trained me, and they gave me love, and I'm not going to, you know, kill them. I'm just going to leave my prescribed duty as a Kshatriya and go be something else. So, Krishna was advising Arjuna not to be inactive, but that he should perform his prescribed duty without being attached to the result. Now, when you think about it, it's the easiest thing to do. when you compare not being attached to the results to what you are expected to do on the job. When you're asked to do something on the job, your supervisor expects some results. But when you're asked to do service, you put in your very best and you lead the results to Krishna. What's easier? Which one is easier? Your supervisor on your case? And I've gone through that before. One time I was, I had finished chemistry in graduate school and I was in Baltimore and I was looking for a job and there was this employment agency for people in science. I gave my resume there. They put me in this place in Baltimore that was making different types of medicines. Did a research site. I was put there too. And given this big title, consultant. So here I am. The company is not employing me, but they're expecting me to get a particular job done, which means the results are important to them. So I'm not in this devotional service type thing where it leads to results of it. But so first they tested me. They said, okay, we made this particular medicine in this way, and you take that method and you do it too. Let's see what you would get. In other words, they were testing to me to see if I could do what they had done. So in the week, I was done, and they checked on the amount, I mean, the yield, as they say, chemistry, and the purity of it. It was all okay. They said, all right, so now, good. The real job is you produce the same thing with a different method that is going to be less expensive on us. In other words, use other chemicals, considering the fact that, make sure that those chemicals you're going to use are going to give you the same result, but they should be chemicals that are less expensive than the ones that we use that we just showed you in. It's called a process chemist. Find a different process to do it. So I'm definitely attacking the same results. 3 weeks later, the supervisor, we had a meeting and said, where are you at now? And I explained a few things. And of course, he said, you just find another method. Means they're not telling you anything now. Find another method. So what do you do? These days, you can go to the internet, right? At that time, we went to the library and just looked at so many similar type reactions with each step. And each one of them, I had to look and see how much it costs. Just by all that reason. But if I do things and produce it again, it is more expensive because it's a failure. So I'm saying it to say how much pressure was on me at the time. Finally, we got it done. Yeah, unfortunately, I had some chemical engineering background also, so that also came me very, very handy, because they also consider cost a lot. So in the end, I don't want to spend so much time on this, but in the end, my supervisor said, okay, so we've been able to produce it, but it is, it has some odor that has to go. It's just some things you use is too smelly. That's how you can get rid of it. So, fortunately, I was able to find a very, very, again, it has to be a cheap thing. So, finally, I realized, oh, yeah, baking soda, right? It gets rid of aromas. So, I said baking soda. And then he started immediately fighting me on that. But in the end, we used baking soda and it worked. But see, the point is, yeah, so then this consultancy job was over, right? I had to go there and start teaching. But there was so much pressure at that time to come up with this. And so, knowing this, when we do service from the bottom of our hearts, give it all to Krishna, and leave Krishna to be the one to direct the results that happen, then we really are in a situation where it shouldn't be, we should find ourselves, or we consider ourselves being lucky to do that. Because on the job, it's not going to be like that. They'll expect results. Then they'll expect results from you. Not that in devotional service there shouldn't be any results, but the results should be determined by Krishna. You do your very best and leave it at that. And sometimes some things are going to change. And sometimes the spiritual master will give you this spot. Well, take it then, because it's coming. You have to get that understanding. Sometimes the spiritual master will give you something to do that won't work out the way you expect. And sometimes the spiritual master gives you some service to do and gives you the way in which you're going to have to go about it. Service along with the way in which you have to do it. And your mind may tell you, but if I do it this other way, from what I understand materially, it should work out. So what are you going to do? You're going to correct the spiritual master? Well, let me tell you a story about it then. Let me tell you a story so you understand. Some of these tasks that are given by the spiritual master are tests. They are tests. Srila Prabhupada was talking to his disciples about book distribution. They had to distribute books, and he mentioned a method at the time they had to use to go out and distribute books. Not sure what's in here, but at the time they were talking about this behind the key. So there were two devotees who had very good understanding about business. And they raised their hands, they were next to each other, sitting next to each other. And they told Srila Prabhupada, with all due respect, I think that distribution of books by this other method would work better. You know, we really, you know, because from a business standpoint, that this is so and so if we apply this other method. Srila Prabhupada listened to them, and when they were finished, Srila Prabhupada repeated the method that he said devotees should use to distribute books. They raised their hands again. And they said the same thing in a different way, their method. And Srila Prabhupada says, okay, so you too can go distribute the books the way you want to. And what happened was, they were an absolute flop. Big failure. They could not. So much so, because this was told in a temple room and everybody was there, okay? So when the distributors came later on, the police were also kind of curious to know how they did with their method. They did very, very, very poorly, and they were so embarrassed, they did not return. They did not return to the temple. So you have to be very, very careful in the activities that are given. When the spiritual master gives you some service and says, use your own given talent to do, go to the details and do it. And of course, you'll be given that. But when they tell you, do it so and so and so and so way, no matter what you're thinking, do it the spiritual master's way first. You may well be successful. And if it is not successful, seems like the result is not there, then you go back to the spiritual master and tell them, I did it so and so and so and so, and these are the results. Don't say that you did it badly. No. No. Or spiritual master, you don't know what you did. No. Just report to him, because sometimes it is to see how obedient you're going to be to the spiritual master. That's actual, the actual situation behind it. So, as my Kumara said, sometimes, he put it this way, sometimes the guru throws something at you for you to deal with it. So sometimes they do like that. Obedience is very, very, very important. And this, Prabhu, I forget his name, he's a new Vrindavan, I can see his face now. He used to be a sannyasi. Nitya Prabhu. In he said, the military sometimes, he said, all right, you dig a hole. Dig a hole. And after you dig a hole, he said, now fill it. Put it back in. A better example, we'll give them then we'll just open for questions. Even a better example, that was the testing the person to see whether they would be obedient. One devotee came to see the power part. Because he had seen that quite a few people go to Srila Prabhupada's room and he gives them service and they do it and they come and they talk about how excited they are to the services. And he wasn't getting much of any services from Srila Prabhupada. So he also one day came and he told, after offering obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, said, can I get some service to do some of my friends to come here to give them service? I also would like to serve you. Srila Prabhupada at that time didn't have any service for this Prabhu to do. So then he told Srila Prabhupada, said, alright, so they had, of course, they had tables, they had chairs, and other things, and the furniture in the room. So he told the devotee, okay, move this to this side, move this. The devotee was very happy. Move different things and set the room differently. I said, good, Srila Prabhupada. When he finished, he offered obeisances, and then he left. As soon as he left, Srila Prabhupada rearranged the furniture back to the original. Original way. Right? The original way he had it. But he had, the guy had done service. He wanted to do service. So these are subtle things that happen sometimes between guru and disciple. So the point here is, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, do what you have to do based on the instructions given. Don't be attached to the results. Don't be attached to the results. The example I just not gave, if the devotee had come inside a few minutes later and realized the Baba had rearranged what he did, how would he have felt? So don't be attached to the result. Just do what you're told to do. That's all. And Krishna watches like that. And sometimes spiritual master will in fact test devotees. The Pandavas were tested like, in American terms, like crazy, yeah? So many things they had to go through. But still, they did what they had to do. And in the end, they were successful. So they're a very big example of how things happen. So Krishna is the ability in man. Remember, he says he is the ability in man. So we don't have so much. Everything is from Krishna. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, those of us who are fortunate to connect to this society, which connects to Srila Rupa Goswami, we offer all glory to Sri Krishna, Nitai Gaura Chandra. Sri Nitai Gaura Chandra Ki! So don't depend on your own strength, just offer everything, all glory, including whatever you have in service to Krishna, and say, it is Krishna's mercy that has all happened. Srila Prabhupada Ki! Are there any questions?
Thank you for such a nice class, especially sharing Prabhupada's classroom was always so nice, so
Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy.
I wanted to share something, then I wanted to ask a question. As you were speaking about the last pastime, about this devotee who wanted to do service and rearranged Prabhupada's room, and then when he left, Prabhupada rearranged that room
back
to how it used to be. I remember many years ago, this was, I think I want to say, 27 years ago, I think, I bought a sweater for my spiritual master. He would even wear saffron or blue. His favorite color was light blue. So I surprised him with a light blue sweater. And I gave it to him, and he said, he loved it, it was very nice, and he never wore it. So it stayed in the closet for years! And I used to say, how come he doesn't wear the sweater? Does he like it? Does he not like it? You know? Years! And I think about 15, 20 years, he gave it to someone else, for me. I was heartbroken! And I remember going to my Sina God sister, and she said, Anasuya, don't be attached. She said, Gurudev will keep and he'll give. He doesn't keep anything. So he says, at least you, he had it in his closet for 20 years, and he gave it to someone else. So I had to learn detachment, not to be attached to what I gave, you know. That was one thing that was coming to my mind. He never wore it, at least he gave it, so that's good. So I had to learn a very strong lesson, you know. I'm giving it to my gurus, he should wear it, he didn't wear it, so it's a lesson for me to learn. So thank you for sharing. That was reminding me about that pastime. The question I have is, how can we develop the mood or the understanding of giving glories to the Lord and not being attached to, I did it. It's my intelligence. It's my hard work. You know, like, how can we catch ourselves? How can we develop that training?
To develop that training, we have to have the mindset, remembrance, that everything that we have is from the Lord. Everything is from the Lord. Nature belongs to the Lord. And we have these material bodies, the soul, the spirit, and parcel of the Lord. That covers everything. Our material bodies, our subtle bodies, skeletons, mind, all of that is from the Lord. So if it is from the Lord, then without the Lord providing those things, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't do anything. So he says, as we said earlier, he is the ability in man, but he also said, Sava Satyaham Hidishanabishto, Matapit, Amatasviti Gyanamapoyamcha, I am seated in everyone's heart. From me comes knowledge, from me comes remembering it, and from me comes forgetting it. So basically, everything is through the Lord's mercy. And if we think that way, that consciousness is real Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. Understanding that it all comes from the Lord. When you have that kind of understanding, then you serve like a person who has given himself as a puppet to the Lord to be used for whatever service. It also gives appreciation. Appreciation from the Lord's mercy. Because then everything you're saying, you're thinking, if it comes from the Lord, then it is because of Him that things are going the way they're going. And that is if you're going positively. Even if you see it as negative, there are some lessons to learn from those things. That is when we are submitted to the Lord. That is also the definition of surrender, by the way. It's also the definition of surrender. So it all comes from the Lord. He is the cause of all causes. So everything comes from the Lord. Then our very ability is from the Lord. Therefore, we give credit. Comes back to the very thing that's about to stand at the top. So that's why I say Krishna. But what is what we're doing? Mind, as far as the mind goes, it's called Krishna consciousness. We have to have a consciousness that Krishna is the controller of all everything. He's the source of everything. We have to have that consciousness all of the time. And with that, then we go about what we have to do, but then we give the glory to Krishna. Just remember, everything is from Krishna. And we want to serve the Lord and serve Him by serving based on His instruction, by serving based on the instruction of the spiritual master. Then we'll be fine. One more point is associate with devotees, because devotees will remind you that everything comes from Krishna also. Associate with devotees. Because you talk about some things, you converse with devotees, even some of the things that may be materialistic or in the material part of your life. The devotee that's fixed up things that happened well, he would say it was by the mercy of the Lord. It was by the mercy of the Lord. That kind of response you would get from them to remind you that everything is basically from the original source. That's the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj likes to put it. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna. I think this is the flip side of what Mataji asked. So how do we take responsibility for mistakes that we make and not also put it on like, oh Krishna, we made a letter. Let's just not take responsibility for that.
Take responsibility for mistakes for those who have heard. Very, very, very good question. There are defects in the human being. One of them is the tendency to commit mistakes. We're not perfect. That is part of our unfortunate inherent nature of non-perfection, the conditioned souls. Cheating is also another part of it. Having imperfect senses is another part of it. So, when we make mistakes, we should try to do our best to correct them. But don't say, well, Krishna is the cause of all causes, therefore if I make a mistake, then Krishna is the cause of my Krishna is the cause of my mistake. Well, guess what the biggest mistake is? We wound up in the material world in the first place. Aren't we suffering? Aren't we working very hard when in fact in the spiritual world you get everything for free and you don't have to work? That's the biggest mistake. We wound up here in the material world. So we made the big mistake when Krishna tried to stop us from coming here. But we certainly can't blame Krishna for anything that we do that goes wrong here. But it is part of the defects of humans. One of them is to make mistakes. Yeah. So that's going to happen. As my guru has said, blame it on Krishna. No, you can't do that. Yeah. But it's a very good question. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Okay, so thank you for allowing me to do this service. Shri Prabhupada ki, Vaishnava Thakur ki, Itai Gaura Premanande.